This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, I got to tell you, if you missed Hour 1, you missed a lot of really cool stuff. You got to go back and get it. Look at it online. Joel Smallbone was with us. Kyle Mazza, who got to ask a question of Mr. Trump. But this hour, we welcome to the Ladies Lounge for the very first time one of the all-time favorite people around my day-to-day job at Salem Media of New York. Now, some of you know that I host Drive Time for a couple of stations there, and some of that content goes nationwide on the Kevin McCullough radio feed, nationally syndicated, some 300-plus outlets. But tonight, with the really big television heavyweight Biz TV taking us into TV land, and then of course the radio stations that are so kind to take this broadcast as well. Great stations like KKFT in Reno, Nevada, and WORL AM. The Answer, the Orlando Answer, and tons of stations across the country. We're grateful for every partnership and thankful that you're here with us. But when I started the Ladies Lounge segment a little over 2 years ago, it was on our nightly show. And it was the idea behind it was there's all kinds of voices that are female that are out there that are really brilliant and amplified in the media. So I've always liked the ladies. That I prefer them to the angry gentlemen, that's for sure. And I said, you know, let's give them some spotlight. Let's put them on the air. Let's have conversations about fun stuff. Now, the interesting thing about my next guest is she's assisted me in a production capacity when we've been on live location remotes, particularly from when we broadcast from the conventions this last election cycle. She also is a daily producer for the nationally syndicated Mike Gallagher radio show. But long before she was doing anything around our parts, she was already syndicating her own content. And it is with great joy that I welcome to the Kevin McCullough microphone for the first time, Pavlina Osta. Hello, Pavlina. It would help if I give you a microphone, that's for sure. There we are. Welcome. Glad you're here. Now, the path that you use to get to media is a little bit unique because in the process of doing what you do and going where you've been and getting here, you've carved a niche that is really unique. Talk to us about it.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on and everything. So I started my radio show when I was 11. I kind of formed from playing steel drums, you know, in Daytona Beach, and I was getting radio interviews and, like, one of the radio stations.
Because you're a steel drum player?
Yes. Well, in Florida.
And you didn't bring them tonight?
I know. I don't even have them in New York.
I would have had you do the national anthem or something. It would have been
perfect.
I can
play the national anthem on the steel drums, actually.
This is how you get gigs. You get to go to the baseball games and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was getting interviews by, like, local radio stations, and one of the radio station managers was like, you should start your own show. And I was like, okay. So that's kind of how my show started. And then I started interviewing celebrities, and that's kind of when that, like, niche sort of started. And it's been over 600 celebrities now, so it's been a fun ride.
Talking to celebrities, because I know a few, I've had a few on the show over the years and so forth. What do you both love most about celebrities, and what do you despise about celebrities? Do the what you love first.
Okay, so, oh my gosh, it's so interesting. Okay, each one that I've interviewed has been completely different, which I always find super fun. But I don't know what I love about them. I feel like the dynamics that they have to go through is, like, super interesting, and each one handles it differently. Like, when I was talking to Ed Sheeran, like, you know, he, like, it was just completely different from when I was talking to Steven Tyler. You know what I mean? It's just, like, they just handled it differently, I guess. And then as far as, like, what I don't like about them, everyone I've talked to has been so nice to me.
Look at this. Now she's playing total politics. She's not going to tell you what she actually thinks because she doesn't want to burn any of them.
No, everyone's been so great. Like, I know, I'm not kidding.
Nobody's ever been rude.
If they did not do an interview with me, then they, like, that's, like, like, I will tell you, Nicki Minaj, they handled not doing an interview with me very interesting. They were like, we're not even remotely interested, but keep shaking. And I was like, okay, cool. So, like, I feel like if they didn't
do... We're not remotely interested, but keep shaking.
But keep shaking. So I thought the keep shaking was, like, a good way to keep, you know what I mean? I felt like, good about that. I was like, okay,
so
thank you.
So how long until I can shake back to you, Nicki?
Right. I was also, like, 13 when I... You know, I have to do an interview with her, but, yeah.
Now, when you started your broadcast, who was the primary audience that you were aiming for, as in terms of listenership?
Right, well, you know, when I first started, I didn't even think about, like, listenership. It was more of just kind of like, I thought this was fun, I liked talking to people, and, but, you know, as it, like, progressed or whatever, I thought I was, like, targeting, I guess, you know, my age kind of people, because I was interviewing, like, the Ed Sheerans or, like, the Big Time Rush or, you know, that kind of thing. But then I started interviewing, like, the legendary, like, either performers or, like, politicians. So then I wasn't really sure who I was targeting, because, like, kids my age didn't care about Marco Rubio, but then they also cared about, like, other people I was talking to. So it kind of expanded to, like, their parents, to, the, like, the kids my age. So it's kind of all over the place, mainly because, like, I don't really... I just kind of like to
interview
everyone.
And the Pavlina Show is on how many stations now today?
It's on 20 stations across the country, and then iHeartRadio, and then also in the UK.
Right, okay. Yeah. And so, and streams at iHeart, and,
yes,
and people can get it online too.
Yeah.
Well, I encourage people to check it out, because it really is, it's unlike anything else. It's on the air, and I think that you will have a good time speaking with or listening to Pavlina. Now, when you started to dabble into media, I asked Kyle this last hour, because he started his news agency at age 8. You started your thing at age 11. Did you have a bigger vision for what you were going to do or what you intend to do? And
right,
are you on track to accomplish the goals that you set forward?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like changed. So when I was 8 years old, I wanted to be on Broadway. That was like my thing. And then I got interested in radio when I turned 11. But I've always been, like, striving towards the goal of just, like, migrating into TV as well, because, like, I've always, like, been in the radio world. And it's kind of gone from, like, I want to be, like, you know, an anchor kind of thing, or, like, I just wanted to stick to radio and, like, be, like, a radio host, and then I, like, moved to, like, being an anchor, and now it's kind of, like, I want to be, like, be a contributor on Fox, like, that's, like, kind of, like, the next goal, and then I want, like, a show on, you know, on, like, Fox or some, like, media network, and then I want to start my own, like, media company.
Now, I really regret that our radio-only listeners tonight cannot see you, because you are made for television.
Thank you.
If you take personality tests and level out different people, the way people dress is oftentimes very indicative of their personality.
Yeah.
And in the personality rules of thumb that I use, it's called the gems, and you are what we would call a sapphire.
Okay,
cool. You draw all kinds of wacky associations, and you put them together in these combinations that I could never get away with.
Yeah.
But they look awesome on you.
Thank
and
you.
So then it's like, wow. The people like me were very drab, and, you know, we wear the drab stuff. You wear the alive stuff. And so tonight, just to describe to the audience, you know, she's wearing a canary yellow blazer with a collared, very kind of formal black dress under it, and you just look fantastic.
Thank you.
But you always have the big red lipstick and the big, like, colorful glasses. You wear very trendy glasses.
We actually have matching glasses. Like, not right now,
right,
but we do have matching
you
glasses.
You noticed when I got mine.
I did.
You were like, hey, I got some just like that. And
I know.
I think we took a picture.
I think we did, actually. So I have, like, different glasses just to, like, match my outfits, because why not? It's an accessory for your face, you know? And so right now, like, I have my Miu Miu, like, their red frames
right,
like the sides or whatever are, like a light pink, and then they have, like, diamonds or whatever this is.
Sparklies.
Yeah, like that, you know, that thing. And then I have, like, my light tortoise shell, which is, like, the ones that we have that are matching.
Right. I've only got one pair. I've never had glasses before, but I'm old now,
right,
so I got to wear them.
But they were sunglasses, and I popped out the lenses, and now they're glasses. And then I have, like, this, like, darker tortoise shell. Like, I just
right,
glasses.
Well, great. What's interesting is any given day of the week, if I'm in the office, you will have any number of wide variety of looks, and there you always just know that's Pavlina. Like,
aww,
you can see her from down the hallway. Like, there she is. And I think that's cool. Now, talk to me about how that plays into the larger building of your personality, because it's obviously something that you focus on and you work on and you pay attention to. And so what are the overriding guidelines for you?
Right. Well, honestly, bright colors is, like, a big thing for me, just because, like, it, like, wakes me up and it makes me happy. It's like, okay, like, canary yellow,
let's go. I think everybody feels better when Pavlina walks down the hallway. It's like, yeah, hey. Yeah. Why am I high all of a sudden?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. I did not know that, but cool.
Yeah, no,
I'm
so glad.
That's
true. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's great. I don't know. I feel like I'm a very optimistic kind of person.
Yeah.
So I try to, like, you know, I feel like bright colors or, like, just funky outfits. Because, like, I feel like I'm a very quirky person as well. I like to kind of incorporate the quirky, the colorful things, like, into my lifestyle / clothing.
Well, you are on all those levels, but you're also very hardworking and very achieving, high achieving for someone your age. And now you're working with relatively big-time talent. I mean, the people that hang out in the studios where we work, Joe Piscopo's our morning guy. Mike Gallagher's our midday guy. Mike's one of the top seven most listened to voices in the country. I'm at number 11 on that same list. But there's a lot of opportunity now that you're interfacing with really big decision makers, Phil Boyce and that sort of thing. So do you see radio as being like where it's going to be? Or are you going to jump ship and do the TV thing? Because with the way you do the whole ensemble and everything else, I would think that like an entertainment reporter spot on entertainment Tonight or on Fox or on CNN, something like that would be right up your alley.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I love radio. Radio's always been like that first love for me, Ken.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Honey? What is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, Each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
What a little moonlight can do.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, live from New York. There's a live shot if you're watching on Biz TV. That is the Brooklyn Bridge in the foreground and the Queensboro just to its right there across your screen. And it is a gorgeous day in New York. We had a high, I think it was 63 today. I was running around with the ankle biters in short sleeve shirts. And they were jumping all over. Dad, can we go ride the bikes? And like, we still got snow on the ground. It's melting. But it was just kind of a weird day. But we're so grateful to have you with us, as we are on every Saturday night. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. We're going to get back to our topic of the night after a little bit more of a visit with Pavlina Osta, who is our, am I saying it right, Osta or Asta?
It's Asta. Asta like pasta.
Asta like pasta. See, I've never used your last name. I had to call you and say for the screen, like, what do we put as your last name? Because you're just Pavlina.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Pavlina, yeah. Which literally is true. Now, you've won three Gracie Awards. How old are you?
19. But four, actually.
Four?
Yes.
Okay. You got to update Wikipedia then or something.
Oh, I should, yes.
Anyway, so you've won four Gracie Awards. Okay, so for people that, I know what a Gracie is, but for people that don't know what the Gracie Awards are, explain what that is.
Oh my gosh, Gracie Awards are amazing. It's put on by the Alliance for Women in Media, and they give Gracie Awards for women that do things like in media, like it's either about women, for women, or about women, like, or right. You know what I mean, like that kind of thing. It's like it's one of those.
It's women's accomplishment,
exactly.
in radio, but a lot of it has to do with reporting and stories that you put together or pieces that you've done. So, what did you win your four awards for?
Right. So my Gloria Steinem interview was the first one, which, you know, Gloria Steinem, and then I believe Dana Perino.
I'll forgive you for that one.
Yeah.
Well, Dana Perino, I'm on board with. Though.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I won two different ones for Dana Perino. I think Outstanding Host, and then I remember the second one. And then the third one was, oh goodness, the fourth one. I don't know what the fourth one was. I'll get back to you.
All right.
I don't know.
It's not on Wikipedia either, so I didn't know where it was.
I'll let them know.
So, and these were interviews that you did that you then aired or went into your work. And you were winning them alongside of really well-known personalities.
Yeah.
Like, who won some of the awards the same night you were awarded?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know Oprah has won them, Robin Roberts. Oh my! I can't even tell you everyone else that was there. It was a lot of people.
Kathy Lee Gifford,
yes.
Rita Cosby.
Yeah.
Some others.
Rita Cosby. Joan Hamburg.
Yeah.
She's there. Oh my!
Yeah,
I love
people
her.
Outside New York don't know Joan Hamburg,
but she is
a legend in this market and really single-handedly put Broadway radio on the air. Like, if Joan Hamburg said go see this show, everybody went to go see that show.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting. When you started getting involved with news talk, did you have a political philosophy that you already held to? Were you trying to be neutral about everything all the time? What do you think of opinion journalism? It's a lot different than straight journalism. And do you enjoy working in that field?
Yeah. So I had no political background before I started working for Joe, and I kind of like formed my opinions while I was at the station. Like I knew things here and there. I come from, you know, primary like conservative family. My older sister was like the one Democrat, so like I kind of got both views, and I'm also like a middle child, so I always believed like right down the road.
And you just want to make peace with everybody.
Yeah.
Please be happy with each other.
Exactly. I'm very like much the peacekeeper in the family. So I really went in just kind of very open. I really wanted to learn more about politics, so I learned a lot from Joe, and now I'm learning even more from, you know, Mike Gallagher, and I like entertainment, like, I like political journal, exactly, like, you know, opinion kind of things. I find it so interesting. Like, I just love it. So I think what I've come to like, the conclusion of is, like, I registered as an independent, but I mainly because, like, I'm that piece. You know what I mean? I can't really pick a side.
I don't want to have to tell my sister that I registered as a Republican.
Yeah, she would, like, be like, oh, you know. And then, but I think I definitely lean more conservative.
Well, that's interesting. See, I don't really care if people are doing opinion radio, which side they register on.
Right.
I think, and this goes back to kind of the founding of our country, that in the early days of media, people started newspapers, for example. Mm-hmm. That was the primary communication tool. They named them Democrat and Republican, and the papers were full of basically opinion from that perspective.
Right.
We went through this weird kind of middle history where people were suddenly saying, well, now we should be, you know, like try to stay neutral in all stories. I think everyone has a bias. I think that the bias is in who we are and how we're raised and what we're educated to and so forth. And I would rather just have the discussion of the biases be as much a part of the conversation as anything else.
Right.
Because I think it's in the contrast of the biases rubbing up against each other that you begin to really formulate what you personally believe. And so, so you say that for what reason? Okay, I get it. And you say that for that reason. And, you know, suddenly that one doesn't make as much sense anymore because this one connects the dots. It's the whole ability to use logic and rational thought in the process of getting there. And I know that coming from entertainment media into opinion media was probably a big shift. Because I know the Hollywood people, for the most part, if they're smart, they don't want to lose fans, so they don't want to be political inherently. Now, that's changed a lot in the last couple of years. This presidential election really changed a lot. But so you're enjoying the day-to-day grind of talk radio.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's actually kind of, I always thought I should go more into, like, the entertainment side of it just because, like, it's fun, it's easy, you know what I mean? Like, everyone likes to talk. It's just, like, a fun side of, you know, media. But since, you know, starting at Salem, I definitely want to go into more politics.
This stuff kind of changes the world.
There's more substance. It's not the fluff. You know what I mean? No one. You're not just talking about the Kardashians all day, which I think I'd go crazy with, by the way. So I definitely have to go into politics at this point. I know. That's how I feel about it. So I actually really enjoy it. I like being able to, like, now that I'm, like, really forming my opinions and where I stand on certain issues and everything, I definitely like to express it.
What do you think of your generation in terms of how literate they are about opinion content? Do you think the average millennial is as informed as they need to be to make really good decisions in the ballot box?
I think, okay, so two things. Number one, I feel like they're either, like, following the crowd, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they actually know what's really going on. They're just kind of, like, following what everyone is saying. Or two, they are really informed, and they are, like, actually forming their own opinion. So I feel like there's two sides of, like, the millennials.
Which group,
like,
do you think is larger?
Oh, I feel like people are following a lot more.
Okay.
They're, like, seeing the celebrities that they, you know, they love and everything, and they're, you know, siding with or against Trump or, you know, that kind of thing. And they're just kind of, like, following where they're going. Does that make sense?
It, like, totally does. Like, well, you saw that strategy actually try to be used by Hillary because she had,
everyone,
you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z and Katy Perry and everybody, you know, doing these dates with her. And yet it was interesting. She still carried fewer millennials than Obama did, and there was a big kind of shift in terms of how Trump reached some millennials. I mean, he got more millennials than normal Republicans do.
Yeah.
I think that had to do with just his kind of I think your generation, the millennials, are understanding that there's some significant challenges for their generation.
Yeah.
The job issue is big for them, mm-hmm. the amount of college debt they have.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of things that are starting to affect them that hadn't affected them in previous runs. Anyway, Pavlina, it is a pleasure to have you in the ladies' lounge.
Thank you.
Come back
I really
and see us
it.
Again sometime.
I would love to. That'd be great.
But we won't make you Uber all the way to the studio next time. You can just Skype in because we're going to have Skype seats available, too. Anyway, Pavlina Osta, like pasta, and you can find her on Twitter at Pavlina Osta, as it's on the screen if you're watching on Biz TV. And thanks for coming.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, we got lots more to get to, including your calls at 888-340-3373. The question of the night, should Trump be at war with the media? I say it's a good thing. Let's see what you say next. 888-340-3373. And next week, Ashley Papa back in the ladies' lounge.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So,
of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough live from New York on Saturday nights. Radio Night Live is the name of the broadcast, and we are thankful that you're with us and you're able to be every single Saturday. We've opened the phone lines, and we've had a question going on throughout the evening. It is simply, should President Trump be at war with the mainstream media? The media as we best know to be the traditional mainstream idea. I said at the beginning of the broadcast, which was a little over an hour ago, that there are some reasons why I think he's going to – there's reasons why I think the media genuinely does not like him, fears him, does not want him to succeed. And it has a lot to do with their own protection of their turf. It has a lot to do with what they believe they're entitled to, that they've been given kind of complete free reign of over the last 8 years, and how that's different now that somebody who is very philosophically different to them is running the nation. 888-340-3373 is my number, 888-340-3373. Now, let me get to this real quickly. There's some ways that he has changed the equation. Number one, he is being more selective in who he allows to ask questions at some press conferences. That was a controversy this week where he says to townhall.com and to the Christian Broadcasting Network, you two are the only ones getting questions for my meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. He also went on to institute, and maybe this was Sean Spicer's idea. I don't know if it was entirely the president, but he pressed forward in establishing virtual Skype seats in the White House press office, which is kind of unprecedented. And now reporters reporting from very far distances away can, in essence, have a seat in the White House press pool with the people that are asking the questions that are stationed there every single day. That has allowed far more reporters to now join the process of asking questions of the executive branch of the government. I think that's a good thing. The other thing that he's doing is he's tweeting like a madman. And we've known this since he was campaigning, but he's you read today's tweets. Coming up, we're going to be in Melbourne, Florida in just a couple of hours from now. Hope to see a lot of you there. Then we're going over here to do this. Like, it's everything from his schedule to also his immediate reactions to some of the things that are being done in the country or in the culture or in the Congress, et cetera, et cetera. Fourthly, and this is one that I think is rather significant, is that he is also choosing to have a lot of direct communication directly to the people of the United States. Now, all four of those things are very different than what Barack Obama fostered by way of a press office in the White House for the last 8 years. And all four of them, to some degree, say to the bigger, more established media like CNN and MSNBC, you're not really as necessary anymore. You may get fewer questions. You may not get asked as many questions. But the question will be, are they entitled to them? Which they feel that they are. When it was revealed that on Tuesday of last week that townhall.com and CBN got the two questions of the presser with Benjamin Netanyahu, CNN's Jim Acosta literally lost it. He literally went crazy trying to explain to his network why he didn't get to ask a question when he was there at the presser for that day. Long story short, he did go to the press conference on Thursday and was part of the combative nature of that press conference. And people that watched it said, Trump really handled himself well. If you only read the coverage of the press conference as it looked in the newspapers and the way the New York Times wrote about it or the Washington Post wrote about it afterwards, then they were very negative on it. Oh, it was terrible. He did a horrible job. He couldn't control himself. He was losing his temper. Oh, they said all kinds of things, many of them fabricated interpretations of what they saw. So this is my question for tonight, and we'll take your calls the rest of the way. 888-340-3373. Is it appropriate for Donald Trump to have launched this war against the media? And that's how it's being perceived, that he is at war with the media of his own country. Here's my take. I believe that the media should be hostile with every president. But for the last 8 years, they liked the guy that was there. So they went easy on him. They don't like this guy. And not only do they not like him, he's willing to call them out when they behave badly. And he's doing it. And it irritates them. And so these people that I had this dinner party with on Thursday night, everyone at the table thought, oh, Trump's just losing his mind. He's going to be out of office within a year because he can't handle it. Do you think that he's losing his mind? Or do you think that he is actually achieving what he set out to achieve? Is the war on media something that he should be waging? 888 888- 340-3373, 888-340-3373. We're coming back to you live from New York City, as we are every Saturday on Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
MississHistory.com.
So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Every Saturday night, live from New York, there's a live shot of Times Square and there's lots of traffic there, cars and people. It's interesting. Anyway, welcome back inside the studio of Radio Night Live, where we are with you every Saturday night. Please tell your friends, come on back. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Thank you, Las Vegas. For debut night, where we are joining you on Biz TV Channel 27, KPVT TV, And again, if you are in an area of the country where you would like to get Radio Night Live, either on a radio station or on a television station near you, just be in contact with us. My email address is kmcradio@gmail.com, and we'll point you in the right direction. Also want to say thank you to Mike Lindell and the good people at MyPillow, because right now they are giving you the best offer that can be had on a set of four pillows. It's called Mike's 4-Pack, and you get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for 40% off their listed price. 40% off the price when you call 1-800-506-2641. I love these things. I had trouble sleeping. You've had trouble sleeping. Everyone you know has had trouble sleeping. The night that I got my MyPillow, it all went away. And that's because the patented fill inside the pillow helps your cervical nerves relax. They guarantee you will get the best night's sleep of your life every single night. And they warranty the pillow for 10 years. They give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it after the first month, send it back. They'll refund your full amount. But they've had so few of those ever refunded. It's really, truly incredible. It is one of the most amazing pieces of sleep technology ever invented. They are producing, I think, in excess of 25,000 pillows a day, and they're employing people here in the U.S. while they do it. It's just, I love everything about my pillow. I love Mike Lindell. I love his heart for this country. I love the way he wants to help every single person. He treats every single customer as though they were his only customer, because he remembers when he didn't have a lot of customers, and so he's always and will always, forever and ever, treat every customer as though they are his very own, and you can get 40% off tonight when you call 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. If you've been thinking about trying it right now, 40% off the price, that's the time to try. So call now, 1-800-506-2641. Tell them that Kevin McCullough told you to call, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. You can also use my promo code, KMC, when you get on MyPillow.com and check out 40% off the listed price for the Mike 4-Pack. You're going to love it, and you're going to want to get more for friends as time goes by. I have. Multiple times. All right, let me get to the phones, because I know that some of you want to weigh in on this. Should the president wage an all-out war with the media? I've released an editorial that we'll publish tonight at midnight for townhall.com. I call it Why Trump Wars, and I believe that he's right to do it. I believe he's. I think he has to do it. I think that the media complex is so out of control in terms of what they don't want him to do, and they think they can bully him into doing it. I don't think the administration is nearly the hot mess that the that CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBS and all the rest of them are trying to portray it as being. I actually think he's being really successful so far. 888-340-3373. What do you think? Let's go to line one. Gino is calling from the Bronx. Hello, Gino.
War, baby, war. Stick it to them. I say it because for 59 years that I've been alive, I can't remember one time, not once, that the media was ever fair-minded,
objective. Yes.
Objective or nonpartisan. Every single time there was a Republican in the White House, going all the way back to Ronald Reagan, and especially Nixon, they went after them tooth and nail. There was never one time I can remember ever seeing, reading, or hearing a report that was even remotely favorable to any of those Republicans, and especially not today with the Trumpster. But Obama, he could walk on water, he could do anything he wanted, he could murder people in Times Square, as Donald Trump said about himself, and they'd be praising this fool. Because, again, if we don't have a fair and unbiased press in this country, then it doesn't matter. They should not be allowed to screw us and to screw conservatism and the American people by giving us biased reports that always favor the most extreme left-wing elements of our nation and never give us, the American people and conservatives among us, the right to even be heard. Anytime you go to a cable TV show, there is at least five liberals for every one conservative, and the conservative is always the sacrificial lamb. If I was to go on NPR, I wouldn't even last 2 seconds because they cut me short as soon as I even dared to say what I just said now
right. On
your show.
Right.
So I say, Trumpster, go for it. Stick it to them. Don't even call on CNN. They could be there They could take notes, but you don't have to deal with them.
Well, you know what's interesting?
The MSNBC.
Gino, you know what's interesting is that in all the discussion this week of the Tuesday press conference, in which he only called on the Christian broadcaster and then townhall.com, and CNN melts down, and MSNBC has a cow, and Mika Brzezinski throws Kellyanne Conway off her show and says she can never come back on, et cetera, et cetera. I don't remember anybody having any kind of issue with President Obama not only freezing out Fox News frequently from asking questions, but then openly going out on major events and saying in a very disparaging way, oh, well, you know, well, if you watch Fox News, or, you know, the dummies that are dumb enough to watch Fox News. Like, there was open contempt for the one channel, by the way, that can be proven, the one channel his entire presidency who was the most watched channel on television. It's not like he was taking a shot at, you know, some low-down cable channel. Like, this was the number one most watched press outlet in America, and he openly held contempt for them. I don't remember the industry getting mad that he was picking and choosing winners and losers. This,
of course,
but
not.
Now,
absolutely.
Mr. Trump goes one press conference and doesn't ask CNN a question. It's like World War III.
The only time they ever supported anybody on Fox News Channel was what's-her-face, who went after the Trumpster in the first debate. And that was it. And now she's going to be joining the opposition, because now she's going to NBC. So, I mean, let's face it. Megyn Kelly, for all her faults, at least tried to be somewhat moderate, somewhat objectionable, but everybody else in the media has gone so far to the left, has gone taken viewpoints that we as common folk, and especially even middle-class Democrats, who voted overwhelmingly for the Trumpster, they were deemed to be the deplorables, the basket of deplorables. And that's what cost Hillary the election, and the scum in the media knew it. And they still went after us, and now we got even, and now it's the Trumpster's turn to stick it to them. So I have no qualms of conscience about sticking it
war,
to
war, baby, war. Gino says
that's
war, baby, war.
Go for it.
Thank you, Gino. Appreciate the call. Thanks for your enthusiasm. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you, and thank you so much for being here. And again, if you want to get that pillow four pack, it's 800-506-2641. Coming back from New York when we continue.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 1-888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The final amount of time left, we are going to take your calls. Let's go to Phyllis, calling from Portland, Oregon, on line two. Hello, Phyllis.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for listening to us on AM 1640 out there tonight.
Okay, I wanted to know what happened to the charges that were filed against Trump before he went into office. It's like we haven't heard anything. It's kind of like what he's doing
is a charges are you, what charges are you referring to?
Well, first of all, he hasn't bothered to show up his tax returns, and everybody else in the United States.
That's not a crime. What charges has he been charged with?
Assaulting the young lady. Did that ever get resolved?
He was never charged with that. You said he was charged with a crime. No, there was a woman that had made accusations, but I think she dropped them. There was no crime ever charged.
He probably paid them off.
Oh, well, you can think that, but there's no evidence. He was never charged with a crime, Phyllis. I don't know what you're talking about. You said he was charged. He wasn't charged. A charge is an official action by law enforcement. When they come to you and they say, you're under arrest, and here's the charges.
And I understand. What about his taxes?
What about his taxes?
He hasn't brought them forward.
There's no law that says he has to.
Oh, there isn't?
No. He has to turn them into the IRS.
I don't have to file my taxes at all.
That's not what I said, Phyllis. You must be a Democrat because of the way you listen selectively. Here's the thing.
Well, I'm not Democrat or Republican.
Oh, sure.
I'm Native American.
But here's the thing. You can file your taxes, as you should, but you don't have to show them to other people. You send them to the IRS. The IRS sends them back. There's no law that says he has to show them to the public. There's no indication that he hasn't filed them. And he said during the campaign they were under audit. So I'm sure that, whatever's going on there, if there was something illegal, I'm sure the IRS would have it in a second. Real quickly, line three, Consuelo in Chicago. Hello.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. We're real short on time. What's your thought?
That they're doing, they're accusing Trump of completely trying to distort public perception. They're accusing him of what they do.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. Well, the thought out. Line one, Rosie in Sarasota, Florida. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Very quickly, Rosie, what'd you want to say?
I just wanted to say I just came from the rally and it was fabulous. It was
the one in Melbourne, Florida?
That's right. Trump was awesome, right on spot.
Thank you, Rosie, for the call. You know what's interesting about that, too? He didn't charge the taxpayer for that trip. He paid for it. His campaign operation paid for it. Much different than other presidents who have stuck the taxpayer with the bill for their travel in the past. Kevin McCullough, it's a great Saturday night to be with you. Thank you. And if you're watching Biz TV, we do it all over again in just a second.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.